All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, don't look now, folks, but the San Francisco 49ers are 5-0, and they are just one of two remaining undefeated teams in the National Football League. Now, the Niners began this season by flying under the radar as they were beating some second-tier teams, but right now, it is hard to overlook what the Niners are. You look at this team and the way that they've been constructed by General Manager John Lynch. This is an old-school team. They get after you on the defensive side of the ball. They're physical on the offensive line, and they can run, and they have a quarterback that does not make mistakes. I look at this 49ers defensive line. It's littered with first-round picks, which includes Nick Bosa, DeForest Buckner, and Solomon Thomas. Then you have veterans such as Richard Sherman and Jimmy Ward in that secondary. We've seen what Jimmy Garoppolo can do at quarterback. You look at tight end George Kittle. He's one of the best at what he does as far as catching the ball, coming off the line of scrimmage, and of course running back Tevin Coleman, who they picked up in free agency from the Atlanta Falcons. And like I said, they have a very stout offensive line. Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, is a good play caller on the offensive side of the ball, and they go out there and they play in simple out-physical people. I know that when the Niners got the 20-7 victory yesterday on the road versus the Los Angeles Rams, the Rams did not have the services of running back Todd Gurley. But if you look at how this 49ers team flies to the football defensively, we saw it last week against the Cleveland Browns on Monday Night Football. And then you look at what they do offensively, establishing the line of scrimmage with their run game. It sets it up. And I got a news flash for people. This team is not going anywhere. When I mean they're not going anywhere, they're not going to fall off. This team is for real. They're legit, and they are going to be a playoff team. You look at the Niners' upcoming schedule: at Washington in week 7, home for Carolina, and then they're at home for Arizona in week 9 before they host the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football in week number 10. There's a very good possibility that San Francisco rolls into that game with a record of 8-0. A very good possibility. And you look at this team, the way that they are constructed and the way that they can rush the passer, they're going to be a tough out for somebody in the postseason, because I don't care who the quarterback is. No quarterback can be effective when he is running for his life and when his offensive linemen are picking him up off the canvas and he is taking dirt and grass out of his face mask. That's what this 49ers defense can do to you. They get after people, and because of that, this team is definitely going to be playing some good football come January. This is just the beginning for this team. I know that they've been overlooked, and I know that the 49ers like that, but right now, the way that things are going, it is definitely hard to overlook the 49ers team, as right now, they've set the pace for the other three teams in the NFC West, and they are definitely going to be in the mix to reach the postseason come January. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at dlinetaxbooks.com. Get all the tax information that you need, and those folks will definitely take care of you. You can find me on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, folks, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.